Big news over the weekend, the royal wedding. Giant television numbers, not only in this country, but around the world. And if you were watching, you may have seen an old friend of the show there. He joins us now on the ticket hotline, Jesse the Usher, who was the head usher. What an honor for the royal wedding. And he's back in Dallas-Fort Worth this morning. Good morning, Jesse.
You're going to have to speak up.
You can't hear us.
I'm not in Dallas-Fort Worth yet.
Oh, okay. Well, this is now, keep in mind, Jesse's in his late 80s. So, yeah, Jesse, can you hear us okay? And where are you exactly?
I'm across the pond. I'm over here in England.
Oh, you're still there.
Yeah, I missed my flight, I'm over here.
Well, how did it go this weekend? That's quite an honor.
Last time I was here, I just kicked the krauts all the way back to Berlin.
Yeah, you've been there before, haven't you?
I sure have. That's right.
Well, how did it go on Saturday?
Well, it went very well. You see, that Megan, the biracial, she is from America.
The princess.
Right. Yes, she's
right.
A princess.
Yeah.
Huh?
She is from America, and so they wanted American ushers represented. And since I have seniority here in our country, America, I got to go over there and usher.
That's great.
I didn't usher at Williams, and didn't usher at Charles and Camilla. Last one I ushered over here was Elizabeth and Philip.
Oh, man.
Long time ago.
Yeah, let me tell you, ushering at a royal wedding, it's a royal pain in the ass.
Is it?
Why is that?
There's all kinds of bowing and curtsying and all that stuff I don't go in for. And so I just kind of dapped and fist bumped my way through the royal family this time.
You got to be respectful, though.
I got to walk Oprah Winfrey to a seat.
Yeah?
Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong with that Oprah.
Oprah, yeah.
She got that big old caboose I like.
Jesse.
You know what they say. The bigger the cushion, the sweeter the pusher.
Yeah, we've heard that before. Yeah.
Exactly right. I get that.
Hey.
And the queen made a pass at me.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we're in the same age group, you understand. I'm probably the most fit 80-something she ever seen. And it was awkward because that Prince Philip was right there when she made this pass at me. But fortunately, he didn't have his ear horn in, so he couldn't hear her request of me for a night of hot lovemaking.
Wow.
He called it hot lovemaking.
Can't believe she'd be that upfront.
Concluding with something called a Cleveland steamer. Now, I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't either. Yeah, I never heard of that.
And that Meghan Markle, the biracial,
the princess.
Her mother attended alone.
That's right.
So I saw my opportunity. So I slid right up next to her during the service and whispered into her ear, "How's about you? Let old Jesse give you another princess."
Oh, my God.
Jesse.
How inappropriate.
That's apparently what she thought, because she hauled off and slapped me so hard it darn near knocked my dentures into Henry VIII's grave.
Right. Yeah, you shouldn't be talking like that at a wedding.
And also ushered that George and Emil Clooney.
Yeah, Amal.
Yeah, now there's someone I wouldn't mind making love to.
Mrs. Clooney?
No, George. Look at that jawline. So chiseled. So very chiseled. But I got to tell you, from me to you, confidentially, I don't think this marriage is going to last.
Oh, don't say that.
Why not?
Well, it's not for lack of love. I think they love each other, but I think it's going to end pretty quickly this week on a technicality.
What's that?
I ain't never seen no 36-year-old divorcee pass the royal physician virginity test, I tell you right now.
Is that a requirement?
You sure it is. That's a requirement on royal weddings. I'm hoping to get to Dallas here pretty soon, but how are things going there? I heard y'all getting ski lifts.
Yeah, that's
that's Uber Lyft. It's a Jetson kind of vehicle.
A bit of confusion there. No ski lifts.
Now, what's going on with this Trump and Mueller investigation?
Jesse, we don't really have time to get into that right now.
Okay, now. All right.
All right. Thanks for being with us. Here's Jesse the Usher, live from London.